Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
Thank you. Are you guys excited today? I'm triple excited because usually I preach in Spanish. So when Pastor Joshua told me, hey, you got to preach three times, you got to do something, Father. And my wife say, are you going to preach in English? Yeah, Mommy, they want me to preach in English, so what can I do? I got to do it. So it's gonna be awesome today. Thank you for the... I can hear too much here. I don't know if my voice is too loud. It's good? Okay. That's what I prefer, to don't be too strong if it's possible. But it's fine. Okay, so... All right, yeah. I'm really excited today. Thank you, Pastor, for the introduction. I'm just a donkey, you know. I don't know if you know what that means. You know, we carry what I want you to see today. When Pastor asking me for my bio, say, well, my bio, I never prepare a bio. You know, that was for my job, yeah, but for these kind of things, because for me, if I want to present my bio, I should bring my wife and my daughters and my family here.
Right.
It's because it's not what I can say that I can do for God. It's what God has been doing in me. That's my bio.
Yeah.
So I'm not a... Well, I know I'm handsome, beautiful, amazing guy, amazing man, because my wife and my grandma says that. Say that, but I want you to see the amazing God that I carry,
yes.
The amazing Father, the amazing Jesus, and yes. that's my purpose today. So hopefully you see it. All right. So I would like to start with the. Usually I always start with the joke. So. I'm really bad. I'm bad. The people of my gathering, they love me so much. Every time that I do a bad joke, they laugh. So please laugh at the end, okay? So it was a man that entered to the kitchen. And when he entered the kitchen, wake up, I'll go to get some coffee. When he entered to the kitchen, he found a dead roach. And I said, oh, my goodness, what is that? So, and then he get desperate, start cleaning all the kitchen, the ditches, everything, the flat, disinfected the floor and everything. Everything was amazing. Then later on in the morning, the wife wake up and find the kitchen, everything sparkling. So, oh, it works. Tomorrow I'm going to put the roach in the bathroom. So, oh, my goodness. That is a good joke for a wife, no? Maybe it's a true story for some people here. Yeah. And I believe God sometimes put roaches on the ways, and our ways to do something that we are not doing. I believe today God's going to wake up some people here this morning.
Amen.
All right? So I've been preaching... About in my gathering, I'm a senior pastor of Essence Church, which we started like a year or something ago. We are like 30, 40 people sometimes, you know, when they wake up everybody in the morning. I'm really happy to be the lead pastor of this church. I used to be, you know, more, when I started the first church, which was Casa de Pan, we were so much prophetic. I'm prophetic. And by the way, if I may call you and I'll point my finger to you, please stand up and get a phone or some kind of device to record. So I want you to record whatever comes out from my mouth. I'm accountable for what I say. So So in case, by the way, where was a guy was here? He leave me the microphone. Can you call this guy? Can you call this guy when you can? All right, so I've been preaching about the kingdom of heaven. This year, I started to say, God put that passion for me and say, you need to preach about the kingdom of heaven. And I've been doing this for since the beginning of the year, and I believe I'm going to keep doing it to the end of the year. I've been preaching about the elements that we need to learn how to establish the kingdom. And then I'm going to start preaching about the foundation of the kingdom, which is a government, I have it here, give me 1 second, which is government, authority, culture, values, and purpose. So this is what is inside the kingdom of heaven. So, but today, to be able to grow, your name and sir?
Elijah,
okay. So do you have someone who can record the word for him?
Yes.
Please. All right, you're recording. Elijah, early in the morning, just in the first worship, I believe I needed to hear from God today. And we were singing about God have a plan for me. I believe it. And I was singing. I was crying because I needed to hear today that God say, hey, remember, I had a plan for you since the beginning. And I hear that for you. Because I don't know where God took you out, but you know where God took you. I don't know if I'm saying right. I know where God took me out from the deepest sins in the world. I did everything. And God took me out. And one of my times that I say, God, why you allow this to happen? And then every time that God passed me through situations, he told me, you know, I have a plan. And I hear the voice of God says, I have a plan for you. And today is a day to remember where I took you out from, says the Lord. I want you to keep your heart fresh so I can put you in the bigger position. So get ready for a promotion, says the Lord. Because I saw your heart and I saw your passion. And the only people who can have that passion is the people who recognize that we don't deserve it. I know where God took me out. And now you know. So God is saying to you, remember, son, where I took you out, because I'm going to use every bit of this situation that I took you out to teach others how to know me, how to find me, say the Lord. So get ready for a promotion. Thank you. All right, so the kingdom of heaven can only grow in the heart that remains open, okay, teachable and sensitive. Like a kid, you know? You know, when you see a kid, can you remember when you were a kid? I remember all the time. And always jumping like a kid, you know? And, you know, this doesn't mean that God have no power to work in the heart that is like a stone. It's not about that. It's really important to kingdom design to understand that we need to be like a child, to receive something that only can be received by in that stage, okay? Yeah. I'm talking about the position of the heart, you know? The seed of the kingdom have no problem to produce fruit. This is part of the design. God designed the kingdom of heaven, you know, to produce fruit. This is not a problem. The problem is the land or the soil, the soil that we have.
Right.
And everybody knows, I believe that everybody knows that when God speak about the soil, is speaking about the heart, our heart.
Right.
You know, that's a kingdom design. I believe you already know that. The challenge it's always the condition of the soil. So we need to protect our soil. Today I want to talk about the importance of the condition of the soil so the kingdom of heaven can grow inside us. I believe you guys are interested to do that. Okay, elements. The teaching, the name of the teaching today is a permeable heart. I don't know if you put it, I don't know, nobody put it there? Okay. The name is permeable heart or corazón permeable. How do you say that? Permeable heart, okay, like a child. Say with me, like a child. Okay, Matthew 19:14 says, but Jesus, this is Jesus speaking, but Jesus says, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such people of these. So, I don't know, I believe you understand this, the deep thing that Jesus is teaching about it. You know, what happened is, what happened there is Jesus was teaching people and the disciples, to say with me, the disciples. Were there, you know, seeing everything. You know, everybody is taking, hey, everybody, please, silent, you know, Jesus is speaking, you know. And all of a sudden, one of the kids start running, hey, to Jesus, you know. And I don't know. Can you come here? Okay. Your name is? All right. I want you to step there. I want you to come to me like a child, acting like a child. You was jumping. Everybody, you know, was preaching. Exactly. Do that. You know, you come to me, you know, like a child, and start pulling my pants, you know, and do something. And then one of the disciples, one pastor, you're a disciple, and I say, okay, you take him down and say, please, don't bother. The master is teaching, you know. You know, when Jesus saw that, say, something is wrong. I need to teach something from my Father that is related with the kingdom of heaven. So can you imagine the profound time that was that Jesus was ready to, you know, to say and demonstrate to the people, and that's trying to do the same to do it today to you. So you guys understand when that happened, that action of the kids, the child get close to Jesus, that was a design perfect for the kingdom. Yes. You know, and the disciple was so busy trying to, you know, hey, everything perfect, you know, the sounds, the people, the microphone, everything, they need to be perfect. Please, you know, we're ready to the experience, the service. And there is a couple things that maybe God wants to teach us today about the kingdom that the only way to see is like a child. Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
All right, so really important. And then when Jesus says, let them come to me because they own the kingdom. Yeah. The kingdom of heaven is for those kind of people.
Right.
The child, you know. It's not about because they bought it. You know, the child can have money, have no money, have nothing to buy the design of the kingdom.
Right.
You know, how can you buy the kingdom of, the design of the kingdom of heaven? I'm talking about the design of the kingdom of heaven is like, can you imagine like a seed? You know, it's a small seed. Jesus was teaching about a couple of times, you know, different perspective. And the Bible say the kingdom of heaven is like a seed that's really small, but inside have the potential to spread the kingdom.
Yes.
It's like a seed. Another time Jesus was saying, you know, the kingdom of heaven is like a woman who bring the yeast and mix it to the three equal part of, you know, the la masa, la harina, the flour. You know when Jesus was teaching about it? It's a woman that bringing, the plan is to bring the yeast and mix it to the three equal part of the loaf of bread, you know. And he's going to be there, the woman is going to be there until everything is mixed together.
Right.
So what he's teaching, what Jesus was teaching about, you know, the woman is, you know what the woman in the kingdom is? No, the woman, us, the church.
Right.
So he says the kingdom of heaven is like a woman, us, that we have been called to be here to mix the yeast with what is the yeast? The yeast is the Holy Spirit. You know, I need to be mixed in the whole thing, the three part. I will say past, present, and future. Sometimes God needs to mix. The kingdom of heaven is designed to mix everything. And he's not going to stop until everything is mixed.
I like it.
So that's what Jesus was saying. It was one of the things, you know. But when he says in Matthew 19, let those people like the child to come here, because those kind of people are the ones who are going to heritage the kingdom of heaven. So inherit the kingdom. It's not about buying. You cannot buy the kingdom. The only thing is you don't deserve it, but you heritage. But we have a problem. The only way that we can complete heritage, that is with the heart of a kid. How many areas in your life, and I see it in my life, that how many areas is easy for me to let the kingdom design to grow, do something amazing and change my life, but some others, you know, it took me a little bit more time. Do you know those areas?
Yeah.
Can you picture those areas?
Right.
Don't feel bad about it, but you need to understand that we need to change that. So the kingdom of heaven changed us and will help us to change other people, you know?
Yes.
So now we have a problem that we need to, it's our job to recognize those areas. It's not God's job. God's only going to tell you, hey, I want to change you. If you allow me, I will change you. But if you don't allow me, okay, don't worry. I'm gonna stay here. I'm not going to stop being God. I'm not going to stop being the Father, your Father.
Right.
I'm going to wait, because I'm not going to force you to change.
Yeah.
No,
that's
what it is.
Exactly.
So. So another perspective in Matthew 18, the same Jesus says, truly I told you, when he say truly, he say, hey, please, come on, pay attention. So I'm truly meaning this. I mean it, you know. Tell you, unless you change and become like the little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
So how can I explain that? This is really tough, but I've been dealing with this for years, and I learn it, and I teach it because it changed my life.
Yeah.
And it's that sometimes I get encountered with another, you know, how do you say that, theologist, you know? I have a master. I have a master. I have a doctor degree, and I don't like to say that, but I learned. And I take time to learn, and I take time to get into my Father's feet to get revelation so that I can teach people.
Right.
Okay, so when Jesus says, truly, you know, unless you become like these little children, you will never enter to the kingdom of heaven. So how strong this word is for you? All right, so let me put it this way. Remember when Jesus was teaching about with Nicodemus?
Yeah.
You remember? He say Nicodemus was asking questions to Jesus. Say, hey, I know you have the answer. I'm willing to submit to your answer. So tell me. So show some kind of humility. You know, this big Nicodemus who knows the Torah, who's scholars. You know, he knows the word. And he said, no, well, let me ask you a couple of things. You know, how can I get to my Father? How can I get to God? How can I get to other people's thing that was asking about eternal life? You know, whatever.
Right.
But Jesus said, okay, you want the answer? Do you really want the answer today?
Yes.
Okay, Jesus says, well, if you don't burn again,
yes,
Okay, but listen, you got a born again. Maybe I'm teaching you, I'm telling you something that you know, but open your mind, open your heart to receive something new, something fresh. You know, say, okay, you need to born again to be able to see the kingdom.
Yeah.
All right? And then he says with his square mind, he says, okay, what you're telling me, Jesus, that I need to become a child again? Oh, become a child again.
Ah.
All right. But I have to be inside my mom's womb and then come again like a born again? That's what you mean? Because Nicodemus was tricking Jesus, or maybe he was showing his true colors. You know, it's too much. You know, I have a square mind. I don't know how square is your mind, but or square is your heart, but God will change that today. You believe that? All right. So and then Jesus said, okay, let me try it again. I'm going to try to do something different. That's what I'm thinking that Jesus was thinking, no? You know? So let me try to do something. Okay, let me say it this way, Nicodemus. If you don't born from the water and the Spirit, you will not enter the kingdom. I don't know if you see the difference. The first one is you see the kingdom. The second is enter.
Right.
What entering the kingdom of heaven means is, you know, it's like a child that is, let's say, it's like everybody or somebody else here that get to the door, grab the knob door, okay? Open the door. Who is the door?
Jesus.
Open the door and take it. Sneak peek. How do you say it? Sneak peek and say, good, the kingdom of heaven, good. Close the door. Yep. All right. So, and I can do this every day. Yeah. I never entered the kingdom. So to enter the kingdom, you don't need to be a good prophetic people. You don't need to be a big apostle or bishop. You know, you don't need to pass time, you know, praying and you know, I'm fasting. No, I gotta fix my problems, you know, so I can enter the kingdom. That's not what Jesus was saying.
That's not what he was saying.
He says, do you want to enter? You need to be like a child. Say to everybody, you need to be like a child. All right, so because why? Because when we are like a child, that is the fresh, the good position so God can do something amazing. All right. I think it's a pastor. Nobody is telling me. All right, okay, 5 minutes. Oh, my goodness. All right, so I got to fly this. Okay. A child has very powerful spiritual characteristics. They are permeable, they are teachable, they trust easily. They are not hardened by experience, you know.
Right.
Sometimes experience allows us to put our heart, you know, I gotta protect my heart. You know, I don't want anybody else to hear me anymore. So,
put that in.
You know, and they receive without prejudice. You know, the prominent to many adults is not a lack of revelation; it's lack of child heart. All right. So I don't know how I'm gonna make in 5 minutes, man. All right, so do you know, have you seen, have you ever been in Disney and they go to, you know, they need to, when it starts raining, you need to buy a poncho. You know, the poncho is like doesn't allow the water to come here, inside. You know, I don't want to get wet, I'm going to put a poncho. You know, permeable heart is walking by faith without the poncho. So the word of God can penetrate and touch us and change us, you know, and that's what it is, you know. The seed of the kingdom, inside the seed, there is government, authority, culture, values, and purpose. All these five things are inside the kingdom. That when God put you the seed in the kingdom, no matter whatever it is you're doing, you know, I just received today in the morning, I hear the word of God say, hey, I call you to do great things. I call you for a purpose. You know, since before you commit all the terrible thing that you say that you commit. Before of that, I call you today to do great things. So it doesn't matter whatever you do. God will do over whatever you're doing.
Right.
All you need to believe it. If you believe it, God will change everything. If you don't, if you're not like a child, you're not going to enter and see the enter and see in the kingdom and enter the kingdom and see the transformation. But now we are enjoying the transformation. In the meantime, we have some situation we need to deal. You know, that's what I'm teaching about. All right. So I need 5 minutes more. All right. The permeable heart allows the kingdom come and change inside you. And it's easy to understand. I don't think I need to be preaching about that. When someone keeps the child's heart, the word affects them. The truth transforms them, and the presence of God marks them forever. You know,
yes.
And it gives you and what I'm teaching to give you an idea how to pray for people, because when you see that people, when you see that impression of you, so okay, I know God is I'm being hard with God. And I'm not acting like a children, and I'm not experienced changing, but in other areas I see the change, because you recognize that you become a child, and then I'm gonna, you know, I see the other people and say, I know what I'm praying. Don't pray for change. Don't pray for, oh, Father, make him leave that sin, you know, whatever. No, pray for God change his heart. I remember, and I'm going to be finished. I remember, hopefully, I believe the Holy Spirit is going to do something today with this one. Can you remember when Moses went to the mountain, when God called, hey, Moses, come up. I'm going to give you something amazing.
Right.
And he went up, and when he got there, he saw stones. You remember that? The stone with the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
God, when Moses get there on top of the mountain, everything was ready. You know, God's word, he did the work. He carved the stone. It was amazing. Put all the things, the commandments, and I say, take it to my people. You know, when he, in that moment, time, something happened to say, Moses, you know, get ready with the stone, get down, because, you know, my people, they're doing something bad, you know. They start worshiping another god, because Moses didn't take good time to do it, you know. And now when he went down, Moses saw the thing, and you know what he did? He got the stone that he didn't pay for that, and he break it. Said, it's not going to work. Because he was upset. What I'm saying is, God says, okay, I got to do something different again. So the second time, Moses, we have another time, another chance, come up to the mountain. We're going to do something. But this time, I'm going to do something different. And you remember the word? You know, Moses went up to the mountain, and he was expecting again the stone, you know? Can you imagine, say, oh, I break it the first time. Well, God's going to do it for me again. You know, I say, okay, come up to the mountain. All right, Moses, grab the stone, grab the hammer, and start working in the stone. What? You're not going to do it for me? No, I want you to do it. Why? Because if you don't interact with God, in the process of God changing your heart, you're never going to learn the lesson. So what happened is Moses start working in the stone. Okay, I got the stone. Now do your magic. You know, put your finger in the stone. you know, no, Moses, it's this time it's not going to work like that. I want you to do it. You're going to hear, listen to me, touch your ear. Yeah, you're going to hear. I'm going to give you words, and you're going to put it in your stone. That is the process that we need to do for the kingdom. But now you understand that you need to be like a kid. Why? Because when God give you words, now you're going to work in your heart. When you start working in your heart with the prophetic, with the prophet, with the promise of God, you're always going to be, you're going to have deal with thoughts in your heart. So I know you say this, but my heart, you know, I have feeling this, you know. I have problem with this, you know. I cannot forgive because do you know what he did for me? And you want me to forgive? Because you need to put the word, you need to work in your heart.
Yeah.
That is the kingdom of heaven. But where is the magical thing? Where is the amazing things? That's what I want you to prove. That I want you to, God, step up, please. I don't know if someone can put some kind of music. Pastor, 5 minutes more? Is possible or no? All right. Sorry. I'm sorry, man. Totally blew it. Where's Where's a guy here singing?
Miles?
Maybe he said, "No, I was expecting. You were expecting the word of God today, no? What, your name is
Miles.
Miles." I'm really bad with names, so I'm practicing. I'm not going to get distracted with this. I have a ADD, a little bit of ADD, so God, I pray, but God's not healing me, so he can keep me sticking with him. So this is the only way. Miles. I saw that you're a man of God with the heart of God. As a, like a David, every time that you make mistakes, doesn't matter whatever it is, you always go to the throne, to his feet and say, "Father, you know, I blew out, you know, change me, keep changing me." But always go to the Father. And I saw in the Spirit something. I saw God is giving you a crown. I don't know if you're married or not. Huh?
Working on it.
Oh, working on it. Good. Well, you know what the crown means? When God gave the creation, the crown, to the king, it was his church. You know how bright we are as a crown, as a body, the church is the crown of Jesus. You understand that? The church is the crown of Jesus, as the woman is the crown for the man. And the only way that you can prove how good is the kingdom? The king is with the crown. If you see the crown shining, you know, I try to keep my wife crown, my wife, it's my crown, shiny, you know, beautiful, amazing, happy. That's, you know that. You know, can you see a good kingdom on Bishop? The best way to see it is not what he's doing for the kingdom. Just see the crown. When you see the crown, you say, oh, this king is good, you know. And the same as my wife, the same as the church. So God is saying to you, in the same time, I'm going to give you a wife so you can take her off my crown, says the Lord. Because I'm calling you to be a good provider, a good pastor, a good partner. So get ready. So, hey, it's not like advice for the old woman that, oh, it's going to be my husband. It's good prophesy. Yeah, I'm going to get to him now. Listen up. You need to be careful to pick the right one. By God. It's not anybody. But God's going to give you the crown that you're praying, says the Lord. But with that, I'm gonna give you a kingdom design to take care of my people. It's a heavy calling. Not even singing. Because I saw you in the promotion that God's going to give you more revelation. The only way to get that revelation is down in the floor to under his feet. You know, if you do that, I promise, says the Lord, I'm going to give you what, you know, remember the word says that the ears, los oídos que los ojos que no han visto, los oídos que no han oído. Yeah, tengo preparados para aquellos que me buscan. So I have things, deep things prepared for you. Are you ready to step up? You need to step down, says the Lord. So I'll praise you. Father, thank you. All right, so let's do this. You know, let me give you a prophetic word that is in the Bible. It's Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart and put the new spirit with you. I will remove the heart of stone. Yeah. And the only way that I see that happen is when we allow God to put his finger in our heart. You know, I don't know if you're willing to do that today, yes. But if you want to say today, hey, I want you to touch my heart and put your finger in my heart, and I believe you're going to feel it, and I believe it's going to change something for you. If you want that, just come right away. Just come here. If you really, you know, I want to enter. I don't want to just, I'm tired of seeing. I want to enter. I want to carry the seed. Now, Father, keep up oshite de bratalali. Ni alekashia te da borokoshe de barabot. Ni belekaya sate da leba. Ahora mismo, Padre, I declare in the name of Jesus, Father, that you put your finger and touch your people's heart. And I'm touching your heart, says the Lord. And I put in my finger. Because I will change your heart, the stone heart, for a flesh heart. And in this time, says the Lord, I'm going to give you revelation. I'm going to touch your heart. I'm going to give you my word so we can work together, says the Lord. And I will change your heart. And I will change your future. I will change your family, says the Lord. Yes. And I put in my finger. And I put my finger and I put love. Yeah. Says, because I love you since the beginning. Yes. Nobody can touch you, says the Lord.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.